Hey all, as a lot of you know, I have been publicly accused of assaulting a member in our community here in Tallahassee.
The author of this post prefers to remain unnamed. He's worried it could affect his job and his family.
This person and I were close friends. When they first brought up to me how they felt about what happened, I didn't really know how to comprehend the situation at all. I was disgusted in knowing that something I've done could be received in such a monstrous way.
Last year, he was accused of sexually assaulting someone who has since moved away. This post is not related to Allison Couches from our previous installment of this story. Although he had no idea he was going to be posted about, the person in this case says it came as little surprise, since this mode of reporting assaults is becoming more prevalent within the group of people he hangs out with, the Tallahassee DIY community. DIY stands for do-it-yourself, and the community handles sexual allegations internally. But he says dealing with the aftermath was difficult.
I definitely felt very, isolated and, almost in, a prison kind of way, because I was very, isolated from my community.
Posts like these don't usually make it to the police or go through any legal system. And just as victims are often apprehensive about legal involvement, so are the accused.
Of course, I'm not going to prefer that someone presses charges on me, but it is what it is. Whatever the victim in the situation would want to do is the appropriate thing.
But criminal defense attorney Dom Pumphrey believes call-out posts may be more indicative of vengeance or attention-seeking, not indicative of what he considers the usual behavior of what he calls a true victim.
They don't want to talk about what had happened. They don't go into graphic detail, and it takes months, if not years sometimes, for them to come out and feel strong enough and empowered enough to come out about the true allegations and gives them closure, I guess. So there are patterns to false allegations. The reason I bring up false allegations is because it sets true victims back 20 years.
Unfortunately, our history shows that our systems of response have been pretty darn terrible.
Meg Baldwin is the executive director of Tallahassee's Refuge House, a center that assists victims of sexual and domestic violence. Baldwin says the history of the justice system holds victims back from reporting and says false reporting isn't what's leading to doubts surrounding reports of sexual assault. She says victims have the right to decide how to move forward after an attack, even if that means taking to social media. But Pumphrey cautions those posting should be aware of the potential legal response.
The person who makes the post should make sure that they're being very truthful, because they could be sued if damages are shown, and they could be sued for libel if it's written, slander if it's being repeated.
I have had the experience of students being victimized and other students who have come to me claiming they've been falsely accused.
As the director of Florida State University's student-run radio station, WVFS, Michelle Lorenz says she works to help students who've been falsely accused and students who've made truthful accusations, each time following university policy and reporting to proper authorities.
We want to be very protective of sexual assault victims. And so in that process, on the rare occasion that someone has been falsely accused, they often get lumped in as dangerously lumped in with a larger group, as opposed to being able to have their rights protected as well.
The person we spoke with at the beginning of this story says he learned a lot about his community from this experience.
To not let a mass group of people affect my own personal beliefs and well-being, which I feel like group mentality has a lot to do with this.
Call-out posts create a difficult situation. There is no chance for these cases to be investigated, and the posts don't go away. They're becoming more common in Tallahassee's DIY community, where members are creating their own governing systems, and justice is determined by the community's standards. For WFSU News, I'm Catherine Buckler.